Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest webinar by MediaGel. I'll give everyone a few more minutes so participants can log on and join the webinar. In the meantime, if you want to share where you're from in the country, that'd be great. If you want to just post in the live chat, where is everybody logging in from? Great. We got Portland in the building. I got Hollister. Nice. Give it a few more moments here. All right, well, let's get started. Thank you everybody for joining us today for the proven method for getting more from your cannabis marketing budget. Learn how to maximize your budget while generating more sales. As of February 2021, Deloitte's annual CMO survey reported that marketing budgets are roughly 11.7% of the total company-wide budget. Gartner's 2020 CMO survey confirms most marketing budgets rest around 11% of total company budget. We saw a record high marketing budgets over the course of the pandemic as companies reallocated some budgets towards digital marketing strategies rather than more offline tactics. So today we'll be covering how to evaluate your sales funnel and define your operational cost, how to determine your marketing investment based on business goals, and how to understand the current and future trends and reflect on your growth stage. My name is Guillermo Bravo. I'm the chief evangelist here at MediaGel, formerly Foot Traffic. I have 20 years of experience applying my expertise to marketing teams, combining big picture thinking, innovation, collaboration, and creativity to driving marketing campaigns. MediaGel. MediaGel is the number one ad tech platform built for regulated cannabis, CBD, alcohol, brands, and more. We provide programmatic advertising, organic search, SEO, paid search, SEM, and website services. And as a reminder, Foot Traffic is now MediaGel. We joined forces in July 2021 to offer the most advanced advertising platform for regulated industries. We're trusted by over 1,000 cannabis retailers, brands, and companies globally, and growing fast every day. Before we kick it off, please do us a favor and turn off your cell phone or put it face down, just so you're present for the webinar. And also, please familiarize yourself with Zoom. The Q&A button is at the bottom of the Zoom interface. Feel free to ask questions throughout the webinar, and I'll answer your questions at the end. It all starts with your sales funnel. So building an effective marketing budget requires a deep dive into your sales funnel, where you'll track results throughout the revenue cycle from prospect to customer. Harvesting this data from your marketing automation software or your CRM or your point of sale system makes this relatively simple. So here's a few questions that we can ask ourselves. How many visits do you have to your website per month currently? How many leads are you generating per month? How many of these new website visitors are generating revenue for you per month? How many of these new website visitors convert to actual e-commerce sales or in-store visits? And what's the cost of these new website visitors, whether it's from your website or SEM or programmatic advertising campaigns? Like, how much time is spent on marketing sales to really get these visitors to convert to a customer? Then once they're a customer, you know, how many of these customers actually opt into your loyalty program, whether it's an email list or SMS list? Like, what is the conversion rate on those? And then what is the lifetime value of a customer to you? You know, from our numbers over the course of a couple of years, you know, that could be upwards of $1,500 all the way up to $5,000 as far as a lifetime value of a customer. So keep that in mind when really looking at your sales funnel. You got to research your audience. You know, your target market refers to a group of potential customers that your dispensary will sell to and where you will direct your marketing and branding efforts towards. The idea is that you can't target everyone. You want to identify a specific group of people with similar characteristics like geography, demographics, buying power, and income. This is all known as identifying a buyer persona. Think of a character that represents your ideal customer. What do they need? What do they like? How can you provide them with an experience that will keep them coming back time and time again? Some examples of customer personas that are common to most dispensaries include medical cannabis consumers, younger consumers, seniors, older adults, health-conscious cannabis consumers. Segmenting your customers into categories will make targeting and personal marketing so much easier. So those are some broad overviews. However, you want to delve in a bit deeper into what makes your ideal customer tick. You'll note that I say ideal customers, plural, because you'll likely have multiple customer segments that you'll want to target. So maybe one of them is Mary, who is in her late 30s, has a professional job, and wants to use cannabis for wellness to get better sleep, focus more, and relax. Then there's Joe, who's just out of college. He likes learning about what he puts into his body, and he's environmentally conscious, but he's also on a bit of a budget. He wants the high-end experience without the high-end prices. So these are little stories essentially that help us envision who will be walking through the doors. These personas are who you'll be trying to reach and market to. Once you understand your customers, you can get a better idea of what motivates them to spend, what they will likely purchase, and how to best communicate your marketing messages to them and people like them. Operational costs. Next, you need to understand your operational cost. How much would it cost in time and labor to deliver on your marketing campaigns? Does your internal staff have the bandwidth required to complete this work? or will you require additional headcount along with related employee benefit cost? How much would it cost you if you hired an agency of record? What are the potential costs of your inaction? The marketing plan budget is one of the most important items of your business. And why? Because you'll be using this marketing budget to secure financing from your executives and C-levels. So the numbers are key. This is the section where you don't want to be vague or overpromise on what you can deliver to your investors. Include information regarding profitability. What type of timelines and metrics will you use to gauge the success of your marketing plan and the budget? Set start and finish dates and targets for specific milestones for before and after the launch of your campaigns. Try to set achievable milestones that emphasize growth and establish metrics to check the health of your company. Consider every aspect of what it will take to run your business so that the numbers are as accurate as possible. You have to take a look at the competition. In order to create a successful marketing strategy, you need to know what others are doing. You may be competing for the same market share, so you need to identify what the competition is doing, who they're targeting, and how they may affect or impact your potential business. You should have a list of all your competitors and what makes them competitive. So getting this out of the way in the beginning and allowing yourself to help shape your business and your marketing strategy can make this process more smoothly. Consider how your dispensary differs from the competition and how you will succeed in the face of a potential saturated market. What makes you stand out? Why will your target market choose you over the rest? These are all good questions to ask yourself before, you know, moving forward with the marketing budget. So when creating the marketing budget, we really need to determine your business goals by asking yourself a few questions. What are your business objectives for the quarter, for the year, for the next 3 years, for the next 5 years? How many of the leads that come into your website or website visitors turn into actual sales? Like, what's their close rate? What impact will revenue have on achieving the goals, whether it's for the company, for the investors, or, you know, other parties? It's common for small businesses with revenues less than $5 million to allocate 6 to 11% of their revenues to marketing, splitting between that brand development, such as websites, blogs, sales collateral, promotional costs, as well as campaigns, advertising, and events. Never base your marketing budget simply on what's left over after covering all expenses. It's an investment. More often than not, marketing budgets descend from the top of the organization where marketing teams are considered cost centers, and the marketing budget is perceived to be an expense. By thinking this way, organizations will take a look at last year's marketing expenditures and make a decision about where they want to spend more or less. Instead, your marketing budget should be treated as an investment, something that will bring quantifiable and ascertainable return on investment over time. The common phrase I hear from dispensary owners is build and they will come. This is so far from the truth. Cannabis is a specialty crop, and you will need to market cannabis the same way as any other retail brick and mortar company. It's no different. Consider your growth stage. Setting your market budget will also be influenced by whether your organization is in growth or planning mode. For example, growth mode, you'll need to generate top line revenue at a fast rate. You might want techniques so your website can become a central marketing hub rather than an online brochure. Development and maintenance can consume a significant part of your budget, but the rewards are well worth it. If you're in the planning mode, where steady growth is more welcome than spikes in revenue, you'll want to consider a long-term marketing play through earned media. This includes generating and publishing great inbound content and eventually earning new business over time. This is organic search or SEO. And from our numbers, upwards of 70% of all e-commerce sales completed through the website are from organic search. So I'll let that sink in. 70% of your online sales are coming from SEO. So don't neglect this and don't put this to the wayside, because SEO is going to have a massive impact on your business. An understanding of current and future marketing trends can also help you navigate the budgeting process. When setting a marketing budget, it's important for marketers to adopt and apply different technologies to their marketing stack to keep up with the pace of industry changes. If you're, for example, using email marketing in your strategy, take advantage of features such as contact insights, email tracking, scheduling, and attribution. Many times companies react to the latest marketing idea without validation and research that they will successfully reach their target market. A great example of this is social media. Social media is the talk of the town all the time. Cannabis companies, think that's all they can do to market themselves. But in reality, social media is just for brand awareness. It's not going to grow your revenue. It's not going to get you sales. It's going to reach those customers at the top of the funnel. There's other marketing channels that are more effective in driving revenue. So focus on your audience. What form of communication are they likely to respond to? And what should your message to them be? So really think about the personas that we're talking about before, as they will have a major impact on how you write and strategize your marketing strategy, how you speak to them, the creative that'll be used for, let's say, a programmatic ad, the subject line for email header, may be different depending on the audience. When you're writing a Google Ads copy, say if you're reaching a medical consumer, you want to be more professional in your tone. But if you're looking to reach more of the younger audience within the cannabis community, you can use some slang words. So just really be open-minded and creative with how you approach speaking to your customers, because, if you don't communicate with them in the right way, they won't respond and they'll just go to your competitors. Tracking. So as part of our goal to consistently deliver great results, we recommend setting up revenue attribution for all your campaigns. This allows dispensaries to see which marketing campaigns are bringing in the most revenue by directly tying sales to a specific marketing channel. Our clients can see their return on advertising spend on every campaign, as well as their customer acquisition cost. So think about it. If we have $1 million to spend on advertising in 2022, there's a lot of advertising channels that you can track, like organic search, paid search, social media, email marketing, SMS marketing, programmatic advertising. Like, a lot of the digital advertising techniques can be tracked. But, you run a billboard, you really have no idea how many clients are coming in there unless you ask when they come in the store. Nothing against traditional media, as far as like billboards, print, and radio, but it's old school. You know, it's, you know, you don't have the ability to track as effectively. And there's just so much more advanced tools nowadays that allow you to target your audience versus targeting everyone. So keep that in mind. And then also compliance. Like when you start to do a lot of these out-of-home advertising campaigns, you got to make sure that you're within the parameters of the state. And that can be quite challenging when you're doing a traditional campaign. That's easily considered when running a digital marketing campaign, you know, simply by the fact that you can choose an age demographic when launching those. As far as print, you know, there's definitely a way to merge traditional media with new technology. You know, I'd always recommend adding a QR code to any out-of-home advertising campaigns that you run so that you can track those campaigns through digital. So really bridging the gap between, let's say, a digital advertisement at a gas station or on the free billboards. Don't recommend QR codes. It's not a good move just based on safety. But if you are sending out direct mailers or flyers through guerrilla marketing, then definitely add a QR code to those. So when you're investing money in different channels, you need to know what's working and how much revenue it's driving for you. You know, most advertising companies in our industry don't do this, but we've made it standard. Not only do our clients appreciate it, but they often end up increasing their advertising budgets when they see how well their different campaigns are working. Revenue attribution also helps highlighting challenges and opportunities. Our team has been working hard to help dispensaries grow and sell more online for years. So when we're faced with the results of our campaigns, we can easily spot areas of opportunity and address any challenges so we can deliver even better results. So really spend some time reflecting on your technology stack, your e-commerce, your point of sale system, and everything that you need to really track the effectiveness of your marketing campaigns. You know, a CRM is fundamental in that. Point of sale is as well. And then choosing an effective e-commerce solution, you know, like a Dutchie or a Jane, or there's several others that are really effective in making this attribution seamless. Just really keep that in mind, because you need to track this data, because once this campaign is run and when you're having your board meetings every quarter, you need to have these concrete numbers ready for all the shareholders and all the investors. And by doing this and showing how organized you are as far as the numbers and, you know, being able to explain the numbers, you'll be able to secure more money down the line. So just keep that in mind when you're creating these budgets and really, you know, focus on tracking, because in the end, that's all that matters. You need to see long-term growth. We need to see new customers in the website, in store. We need new e-commerce sales. And we need to be really proactive in getting these customers from our competitors. All right. So just to recap, you know, MediaGel is committed to constant improvement. You know, as a company, we strive to do things better every day. And that shows in the results that we achieve for our clients. You know, we're a very forward-looking company, and we focus on implementing long-term solutions that our clients can use to reach their goals. You know, as a digital advertising software company focused on the cannabis industry, we have tried to get started with these types of campaigns fast and easy. We handle every part of the process for our clients so they can focus on growing their business and providing exceptional customer service. Our goal is to make working with us so easy that you can focus on the heavy lifting of running your business. So I'll leave the floor open for everyone if anyone has any questions. For startups, we got Jesus Contreras. For startups who haven't been in the business yet, how could one plan for a marketing budget? That's a great question. And it all starts with your goals. So like when you're creating your business plan, you're going to have revenue goals in there. And you can reverse engineer how much money you need to spend to actually acquire those customers to reach your goals. So for example, if we need to get 1,000 new customers into our store every month, let's just say that it's $50 cost per acquisition per customer. So 1,000 times 50, that's $50,000 that you'll need to spend to get 1,000 new customers in that month. So that's $600,000 a year for that type of campaign. And that will yield 12,000 new customers at a lifetime value of $1,000. That's $12 million in lifetime sales from that $600,000 investment. So just to put things into perspective, you really have to do your homework. You really need to plan for long term. And you need to be realistic about the numbers. You know, $50 is a fair cost per acquisition, at least for us. If you can get to $25 or $20, even better. But that's going to take some work and some customization. How much do dispensaries spend on marketing as percentage of their budget? So unfortunately, right now, I would say between 1% and 5%. Dispensaries always use the excuse of 280E as the reason that they don't invest a lot in marketing, but that's negligent, right? So the dispensaries that I know that we work with are spending 10% of their budget plus on marketing, and they're in the growth stage. They have goals that they need to reach for investors, and there's no excuses that they can make. And most of them have pulled a lot of the at-home advertising and put it in digital because the ROI is so much higher. Sam Gill, we have, can you talk about how to get the most of social media cannabis content? Maybe tell us how you can work a way around social media posts, boosting or making Facebook ads. So like I mentioned before, social media is for brand awareness. It's not for generating revenue. So just be clear in that. Also, you do not own any of your accounts. So you can build all you want, but if Zuckerberg decides one day he doesn't like your content, then boom, you're down. So I wouldn't necessarily work around social media boosting. I would only create organic content and then leverage influencer marketing and engagement to really grow the accounts. But just keep in mind, it's for brand awareness only. You cannot promote the sale or use of a prohibited federal illegal product on these platforms. You can't link to your menu. You can't post a deal. You can't say there's a sale. You can't do anything. You need to make it lifestyle focused only. And that's why you need to leverage something like MediaGel, right? We have an ad platform where we can reach the same audience as social media, known cannabis consumers, without the red tape of using social media and getting, putting your accounts at risk. We have written approval from all these publications and gaming apps and TV shows to actually show cannabis products in the ads and promote aggressively the sale of cannabis through those ads. So it's quite a different landscape when you don't have all the limitations where you need to kind of fall within Facebook or Instagram's guidelines. I've found that LinkedIn has been the most effective for at least B2B in reaching customers. They don't restrict your content like any of the others. And then Sam, you had another question. What are the best practices for cannabis dispensaries SEO wise? That's a great question. So there's a few pillars. So the first is foundation. So you need to create a website that is built for search engines, mobile devices, and for conversions. So the side needs to load fast and needs to be mobile first, not desktop, mobile first. 70% of your customers are going to be on cell phones. So make sure that it's built for cell phones first. And then you need to invest in your content. So you need to invest in your content for your blog, for your landing pages, whether it's a product strain or, you know, what are the best hikes in Los Angeles? You know, there's different things that you can do on a local level, and you need to make it relevant. Like, the content has to be related to your regional area so that the search engines can associate your business with the region and cannabis. And specifically for Google, cannabis store is a category. And then once you do that, you need to build authority and trust with the search engines through backlinks. And backlinks are links from third-party websites pointing to yours. So you need to really invest in that. And this is where a lot of dispensaries and companies overall drop the ball. You really need to invest in a link building strategy, because there's no other way to really gain traction and trust. You know, you need to build your authority, you need to build your trust, and by doing investing in backlinks and content are great ways to do that. Another effective way for SEO is creating a Google My Business listing for your dispensary, optimizing the listing, and then getting as many reviews as possible, as fast as possible. So I recommend setting some goals. The first would be 100 reviews. Second would be 300 reviews. Third would be 500 reviews. And then once you're ready for big time, and shoot for 1,000. And this is going to help you surpass all your competition in the local markets. And my recommendation as a benchmark would be to shoot for a 4.7 average rating or higher. So you really need to provide a great customer experience. You need to have a great product catalog, and just make sure that everything from the website to your retail store, to your parking, to the way that budtenders greet customers is all uniform and positive, and customers will, you know, they will leave you a positive review. And don't wait for people to leave a review, like, request reviews. When people are checking out at the register, you know, have the budtenders, you know, ask them how their experience went and have them leave a review. Also have a QR code with the that links to the review section of Google My Business listing right there at the checkout. And then when people leave the store, send them a text message on how was your experience and get them to leave a review there through Google. So there's a lot of ways that you can increase your reviews. But I would say it's a good mix of content and on-page optimization, backlinks, and reputation. So I hope that was helpful, Sam. Any other questions, anybody? Google Ads for promoting cannabis. Yeah, I mean, it's a bit longer conversation, Sam. I would recommend putting something on my calendar and we can talk about that. But we, you know, we have a proven track record of managing Google Ads on your behalf. You know, we're spending about $500,000 a month in Google Ads for our clients. So, you know, that's, there's a lot that goes into that, you know, building landing pages, creating compliant content, managing the disapproval process. There's so many things to consider when it comes to Google Ads, and it's just getting harder, by the way. Like, Google has implemented a 3-strike policy. So, it's even harder for cannabis companies to advertise through Google Ads. You know, but at MediaGel, we have this locked down. We have, you know, full list of Google Ads engineers that are certified, and, you know, we have a relationship with Google as well. So, you know, there's some advantages to working with an agency like us. Any other questions? Well, thank you everybody for joining and, engaging with us today. You know, it's been a wonderful journey here getting to where we are. Just a reminder, MediaGel, we are a integrated advertising platform. We have our own programmatic ad network. We can show ads to cannabis consumers when they're reading the news, when they're watching streaming TV, when they're playing games on their phone. And we can track every step of that customer journey. So there's a lot of capabilities that we offer, and organic search and Google Ads, as you mentioned, Sam, we have this formula down and we're doing it time and time again with our 1,000+ partners. So if you're looking to grow your revenue fast and you want to reach your goals, like, we're here as a partner, we're here to support in any way. So just reach out to us, whether it's through here, I'll post my Calendly here. You can schedule a time with me, or you can just go to mediagel.com, go to the contact form and fill that out. Wishing everybody happy holidays and an enjoyable time with family and friends, and have a wonderful 2021, and looking forward to seeing everyone in 2022. Have a wonderful time. Take care. Cheers.